It was two enormous wins for us. I mean, coming into a break, you need to sort of have a good few results before you take that break, and couldn't have been any better than them two, really. So the Newcastle game, great home performance, and the Southampton game, even better, sometimes defensive performance, but we created chances and we got the win, so great two wins for us.
Some fans might look at Swansea and say, what a great game to come back into, yeah, because they've had a sticky season, haven't they, so far, but can that be a dangerous way to look at it?
Yeah, definitely. I think you can never look at teams out in the Premier League. You never know, a team full of international players, players that have played a lot of games and have got great quality. I mean, just because they've had a bad start doesn't mean they're not a good team. They're a very good team, a good passing team, a good team that can cause a lot of threats. And we need to be really, really on guard. And like you said, you can't take a team like that for granted. So.
How big a decision was it to leave Swansea?
It wasn't too bad in the end. I mean, the club said they were going to sign a lot of midfield players in the summer, and Big came in from Burnley and said, would you want to go? I said, yeah, I'd be open to that. And then ended up speaking to the manager here. He ended up telling me what things about the club, the training ground, and sort of speaking to people, and that sort of made my mind up for me.
Do you have to pinch yourself how far the club has come since you were here all those years ago back on loan?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, as I said to everyone when I was here, when I first joined, that was when I first came, it was just the one pitch there and on these buildings here, which was just to get changed at the stadium, get in the cars, get muddy down here, get back in the cars and get back down to the boxes to have dinner. So, yeah, I think that in itself sums up how far away the club's come now, with the training ground, the facilities, the staff, even this bit where we're doing the media now. It's a lot of change, and the club's moved a hell of a lot on from 7-8 years ago I was here, so...
The international windows are now done, aren't they? There seems to be loads of them this season, a little bit stop-start. But, I mean, how much are you relishing now a run heading into Christmas and New Year? Some really good games to look forward to. Obviously, you're in a terrific position as well.
We need to keep getting as many points on as we can before Christmas, really. The earlier we can get to the 40-point mark is the best thing we can do, really. I mean, that's still the main focus. The focus since we started the season was to get them points as quickly as possible, and that's what we've got to do. I mean, we'll look at Christmas as the next target, maybe try and get to 30 or something like that, and then it gives us a good margin for the rest of the season to push on from there. So another few wins before Christmas would be perfect. So
it's still the 40 point the target, is it?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, the moment you take it, I've had it before with teams, as soon as you start getting carried away, yeah, then you get smacked back down. So no, we've got to be realistic and stick to what the targets were at the start of the season. So.